can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Testing. I have nothing.
Sibilance.
I have zero.
Testing. 1, 2.
I have nothing coming through my headphones.
Hello.
Really? Nothing. Zero.
Hello.
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. Now, there, gradually, it's coming. There,
you got it.
There you go. Down a little bit. Down a little bit. I don't know what happened. Somebody got in here and messed with stuff.
That's not like this place at all.
All right. Let's do some detective work. Who was in here just before the show that would love to sabotage the show? Oh, wait, that's everybody here.
Mm-hmm. No, John Carney's in the other studio.
No.
So.
All right, he gets a pass. He would have been the first suspect.
Yeah, probably a weekend show.
It probably
was. Good afternoon, and welcome. I wanted to let the theme music run as long as I could.
I think it did.
I was even going to let it just run out, and I thought about having you guys say, well, Frank's not here, we don't know why, just to make a couple of people nervous here at the station. But I...
That would require them to listen, though.
Yeah.
Well, you're right.
All these pranks you have sound great in theory. But
they don't hear them. They don't hear a lot of things on the air. They have to have people tell them about them, and then they go back and find recordings of them and hear them. But here we are. And I don't know if an apology is necessary about Friday, but by the last part of a Friday show, Thursday, I could barely talk.
Yeah, your voice sounds much better today.
It's about 85% back, and it never completely went away, but man, it was close by the end of the show Friday. By Friday night, I could just eke out a little bit, so it wasn't ever total laryngitis.
Now,
I'm not sick. It was ragweed or something.
You guys were supposed to go to dinner.
We canceled it, yeah.
You did?
Can you crank me up just a notch? No, we did. I canceled it because we're supposed to go with another couple. And if you've ever been to dinner when, and I didn't feel bad, but when you either really don't feel good or you can't, it's just a miserable evening.
You sound yeah.
It looks terrible.
Hearing somebody talk with that voice makes you feel bad.
Well, not only that, all you're doing is sitting there going, I cannot wait to go home.
Yeah.
And again, I wasn't sick. I just, when I go out with anybody, I think they expect me to talk, just to at least engage in conversation. And even though they say, oh, no, don't worry, come on and go to dinner. We don't care. We understand. Mm-hmm. You get there, and then they go, hey, Frank, tell them about that time when, that's right, you can't talk.
And okay.
Yeah, we'll redo it another time. But I apologize if it made your eyes water Friday. It made mine water, too, just listening to myself.
Thursday.
See, why do I keep saying Friday? You know why?
You were on a side.
Because I want to work Fridays so badly.
I know.
That it's, I cannot let myself accept the fact.
I see that troubled look on your face every day when you leave Thursday.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Your look of, I want to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
I walk out with that look. You guys are so lucky.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be here tomorrow and I
won't. Head hanging low.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the look, all right.
But you were on assignment, so.
I was, Dan. And one day, maybe one day if they lift the veil of secrecy, I can reveal what all these assignments have been.
So yeah.
It's not back, but it's back enough that we can do a show today, and it's Monday, which means at about 4:14 or so, Jose Hernandez will join us. So start thinking right now. Fellow iPhone users, did you notice we've got yet another software update? I haven't done mine yet. I always dread it, because every time I update it, something horrible happens.
Isn't there a new iPhone coming out here in the next?
It's already out.
Oh, it is?
The 6S or something.
Yeah.
Where have you been? I talked about it last week.
I was out taking a whiz.
Okay. Yeah. So if you have questions about that or about Windows 10 or whatever it is, or you're shopping for television, you know the drill. Jose comes in after the 4 o'clock news block, and he'll answer your questions. So does anybody have anything to say?
Yeah, I do.
Well, very interesting. Before you start, can I share something that was the feel-good moment of the day for me? Yeah. I had a bad Thursday morning. Some people got in my way that shouldn't have gotten in my way.
Thursday morning?
Not physically. Huh?
Last Thursday morning?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, just this past Thursday.
All right,
yeah.
So, but something so good happened to me today. And it happened 15 feet from where I'm sitting right now. We walk into this building, and the entrance is about, maybe 20 feet from where I sit. Now, I've talked about this before. The days of good-looking, hot, younger women, and by younger, I mean 20s and 30s. Okay, 40s.
Yeah.
acting,
it's all relative.
Acting as if they find me attractive. Days are over. It's sad, but they're over. And once you hit 50, 60, you talk about this with other guys. You'll see a really good-looking woman. Well, she never give us the time of day. And the other thing that happens is if I open the door, and I've talked about this a lot of times, I open the door for a woman, she looks at you like she's going to call 911.
Yeah.
Like you, she thinks you're going to try to rape her or something. Same thing with the elevator. You hold the door, and I'll catch the next one. Like, I'm not getting in there with you. And you start, it hurts your feelings.
You just go, I'm not Bill Cosby. Come on, get on in.
I'm walking in today, and one of the prettiest women, I'm going to guess her age to be 28, maybe 30, dark hair, beautiful. I mean beautiful. And she walks past me. We're going two different directions, and as I usually do, I just said, hi. And here's exactly what she said and the way she said it. Well, hello there. Just like that.
Wow.
And she smiled real big. Said, well, hello there.
You know what that means?
No.
Get a room at the Sheraton.
No,
right
I don't know what it means.
That's what it means to her. Get a room at the Sheraton right now.
Or.
And it means that her cane hit your leg or her seeing eye stick.
Now, that's funny. That's funny that she's blind. That's funny. Now, here's what could have happened. She was with another girl who was pretty, but not as pretty as this girl. And the other girl might have said, hey, you see that guy coming toward us? Let's do something.
Play a prank.
Let's
on
do
him.
Something really cruel. Because I know who he is, and I know he has to go to work right now, so he can't do anything. Act like you think he's hot. It'll be so much fun.
But it wasn't really cruel. It was nice when she said, well, hello
now,
there.
No, now that I good. Think about it, I've had time to
come
to
back
figure
to
out,
your senses.
Yeah, to figure out what probably happened. It was cruel. It was very cruel.
Oh, I would take it and run with it.
So I would like to ask all really attractive women, please don't speak to me unless you really mean to be nice. It's just cruel. It's cruel. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your
there are some
cooperation.
Women, some younger women like that like much older men.
We have my know. Wife and I have a friend. Check this out. She's 52, and she is so pretty. And pretty is the word. See, women have about a dozen words to describe them. Men only have like three or four. He's heavy. He's hot. He's cute. He's handsome. That's kind of it. Okay. Women have cute, pretty, beautiful, glamorous, attractive, hot. And I'm not
voluptuous.
Even.
Voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
Yeah.
They have at least a dozen words. And we don't. Now I lost my train of thought. I forgot what I was going to say.
You're talking about women. Oh, that we have, that guys only have like three things and girls
have. Yeah, but
have
I don't know where
things.
I was headed with that. Well, this is why women don't this is why they don't want to have anything to do with us. Because we don't even remember who we are half the time. But it's, if you are attractive, cute, voluptuous, pretty, hot, gorgeous. That's another one. Please don't speak to me because I get the wrong impression. And don't do it with that inflection. Well, hello. Just do this. Go, yeah, hi. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Then I know. But don't be cruel. Don't go beat it, old man.
Oh, she might have liked you, though.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. We have a friend who's 52, and she's pretty. Now, pretty is the right word for her. She's pretty like that movie that Reese Witherspoon was in where she's Legally Blonde. She's so pretty and cute. Mm-hmm. Well, this friend of ours, is. If you saw her, she's a head turner. You'd go, whoa, look how pretty she is. She's 52, and she's not married, and she's never been married. And your tongue would drop out and you'd step on it if you saw her. She's one of those women who looks like she's never smelled bad. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, sure.
Women who are so pretty that they could sweat for 2 weeks and not bathe and still smell like a flower. That kind of pretty. And there are women like that. They're that pretty. She is only interested in guys, and I'm not making this up, over 70.
Over 70?
Over 70.
Wow.
She's the only really good-looking woman that I know, if my wife dumped me, that I would have a chance with is her. Because I'd have to wait a few years. Yeah. But I could call her in a few years and go, hey, I'm over 70.
She's in her 50s?
52. 52 and looks...
It's like a dad fetish.
And, yes. And looks 42, maybe. Boy, she's pretty.
So maybe that girl today was like 20. Maybe she has a grandpa fetish. I mean, there are a lot of fetishes.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care. I don't
either.
Care what the care. Reason is.
No.
It just felt good. It felt good for her to say, well, hello there. It lit me up. I'm not kidding. I'm walking in here. Like,
yeah. No, it'll make your day.
Good but afternoon, everybody.
It could have been a cruel joke. And probably was.
I would take it as
a realist.
I would just take it as hello there and run with it.
Well, I can't help but try to dissect it and figure out the truth. And the truth was two girls playing a cruel joke on a fat, bald guy. And it's not very nice. Knock it off. You good-looking women, knock that off, okay?
Most likely that's
what it was. And stop looking at me
but...
like you're going to call the police if I open the door for you. What is that all about? And I get that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
One woman here actually says, I get my own door. Said that to me.
Really?
Yeah. I can get my own door.
Okay.
And you know what you want to say? Well, fine, bitch. That's what you want to say.
Why don't you get the door for yourself and me, and I'll walk through.
Yeah. Why don't you get the door? In fact, why don't you take it off its hinges and shove it up your butt? Oh, man. It hurts our feelings. Okay. And now with his contribution to the Burke segment... Because he spoke first, Eon the Peon.
No, Dan.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Edit that out.
All right.
We'll start over. Take two, three, two. And now because he spoke first, here's Dan Strauss.
Oh, thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
Did so much stuff this weekend. I felt like Peon. It was crazy. We ended up, we played Friday night.
The
Southside Johnny Band.
And Alyssa?
No, the Southside Johnny Band, yeah.
You have a band?
Yes, I know. Wow. I don't talk about it much, but...
Sure don't.
No. So we played Friday night. It was a fantastic night. Absolutely.
What does that mean? It was a big crowd.
A big crowd.
Big money.
Big crowd.
A lot of groupies.
A lot of... a big crowd. A lot of dancers. Just the crowd just having fun with the band and the band having fun with the crowd. It was great. And then they actually came up to us and said, this is the best Friday night crowd we've had all summer. About that.
Wow. And this is a place, of course, that just opened Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. But so we decided to go out to eat afterwards. And so we went to Steak and Shake. And we were, this is in O'Fallon. This guy walks in, and this is probably 2:30 in the morning by the time we get to Steak and Shake. And this guy walks in, and he has this ski mask thing on, and he has this giant cardboard-like baby head on his head there. And he walks in, and he's a pretty big guy, and he says,
What is a cardboard baby?
It's like a great big giant round baby.
Have you seen that at sport? They do that at sporting events
on
now
his face.
Stuff. They just have these big cutouts of people's faces.
Does that block the view of the people behind him?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. So he comes walking in the door, and he just stands at the door, and he goes, has anybody seen my mom? Does anybody know where my mom is? And then everybody just looks at him like, what in the hell is going on? And then he goes, well, F it. And he turns around and walks out.
That's a great routine.
His friends,
I know.
His friends are in the car, I'm sure.
That sure, is a funny routine.
I have no idea. But that was one of the strange things that happened that night. Then we ended up going to...
You know, now, real quickly, if that'd been me and I'd been there, I'd just shot him and killed him.
No, we haven't seen your mom.
Doesn't even deserve to live.
But when we find her, she can bury you.
Yeah.
And then I ended up going somewhere. I haven't done this in forever. Went to Taste of St. Louis. And,
oh, yeah, I don't do that.
Oh, man, that place was packed.
I'm sure.
It was crazy packed. And there's a lot of people trying to sell things to you. It's almost like, come on over here, come on over here. And they'll give you little backpacks and they'll give you all this stuff. And it's like, but then.
Well, they're trying to sell you. I thought it was different restaurants with samples.
It is. It's all restaurant row, but there's all these other
vendors.
Things. All these vendors in there, and they're trying to sell you things. And there was a place in there about Texas, and they give you a little passport, and you play games, and then you can register. So you're supposed to give them your email address, and then you start getting all this crap from them.
Sure you do.
So we ended up going to there. Then we went to the Afton Days Festival in Afton right after that. So we were festival hopping and going crazy. So it was a lot of fun. And then
you know what's a neat town? Beforeton.
Oh, Beforeton, yeah. Beforeton's really nice.
No, it needs to be Porton, wouldn't it? Afton,
Porton. No, Porton, Starboard, or left and right.
Oh, what's Afton? What's...
Starboard.
Oh, Aft.
Starboardton.
Starboardton.
No, actually, Starboard is actually aft and forward. Forward aft. So it would be Afton and Forton. Or whatever I said. Forget it. What? Edit that.
Yeah, no,
edit all that out. It was stupid.
And then,
go ahead, Dan.
Yesterday I did something, too, that I have not done.
And you mean there's more?
Yeah, there's more.
Okay.
I went to a blues practice down at Scott Trade Center.
Well, you can't practice. You're not one of the blues.
No, I know.
No, the blues team.
I went to watch them practice.
You know, what if you put on a uniform, if you could get a hold of a blues uniform and go out there, they wouldn't know you weren't one of the players.
No.
They would go, who's that guy skating in slow motion?
Hey, we got a new guy.
Yeah, I'm sure they would have.
We got a new guy. Yeah. Look, he's injured.
Yeah. I'm sure Dan would blend right in.
He's not going as fast as we are.
Yeah.
So I went down there and did that for a while, and that was really cool. I really enjoyed that. And then we ended up going over to Union Station. This is all stuff that
I'll tell you what, normally
don't do.
What a weekend. Are the fudge guys still there?
Yes.
Thank goodness.
And I bought some fudge.
Did you bring it?
No, I didn't. I didn't bring the fudge, but I did buy some.
What?
I know. But the fudge
what
guys.
For years, what have I said?
Yeah.
My favorite part of Union Station. I haven't been to Union Station in 15 years. Make it 20 years. But I said, if I ever go back, I'll go right to the fudge guys.
Oh, yeah.
And I've made that clear. Then you go there, and you don't bring us any fudge.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What kind of friend?
I'll bring some in tomorrow.
There's not much open in there anymore, is there, though?
Not a whole lot. There's probably...
You know how they let that fudge, it looks like it's going to run off the table.
Yes.
And then they catch it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Those metal paddles.
Yeah, that big paddle. I don't know how many stores are in there.
What, you bring some tomorrow? You actually still have some from the fudge guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you don't. You're
going to
go out and buy some other fudge just so you don't look like a bad friend. And you pass it off as that. We don't want it. Don't bring it.
And then
you don't want counterfeit
fudge. Repack the fudge in the fudgery box and bring it in here.
I don't want to repack any fudge.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Management does not like a lot of stuff we do.
Oh.
I
know. I'm sorry.
What else do you have?
Well, then we ended up going from we went to Union Station and we walked in, saw the fudge guys. Did a little shopping at some of the stores, went out and rode in the pedal boats. I've never done...
Out back?
Yeah, out back in the pedal boats right there by the Hard Rock there. And then...
You and Sandy?
Yes.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah. Sandy and I did that. We went out and did the... It was very romantic. But
How long have you been with her?
Boy, you know what? I don't know.
You guys aren't celebrating like month anniversaries and stuff?
No.
Oh, trust me, she knows how long.
Yeah, you should really know at this point.
Oh, no, I do. I do.
You got to act like it's important.
Yeah. December, our first real big date was New Year's Eve.
Okay, so
8 months. A year.
9 months.
Yeah.
8 months.
Yeah.
But now, this is kind of personal.
It was before that.
This is kind of personal, but you're not married, you two.
No.
All right. Now, you don't have to answer this. Have you had sexual intercourse?
Oh, yeah, plenty.
Okay. A lot. I love that. Yeah. I love that he just answered it.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Dan doesn't have any time to play games.
No.
Apparently not.
And she's spectacular.
I like somebody that just steps right up and tells the truth. Are you finished with your contribution?
No, then we went to...
He's the only one in the room having relations.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So then we went to pick my daughter up, who was in town for the ovarian cancer walk. Because they're
only 24 hours in a day. How did you do all of this?
Their cheer coach. Yeah, Alyssa's cheer coach, their cheer coach in high school, died of ovarian cancer earlier in the year. So they go down, a lot of the girls go down and they go to the ovarian cancer walk downtown. They did that, and I went and we went and picked Alyssa up and took her back to Cape to school. But we went past Cape and ended up going to Lambert's and had some throwed rolls. And,
did you let one of them hit you in the eye so you could sue him?
I tried to.
He stuck his face out.
Yeah.
Throw me a roll. And he didn't even try to catch it because he saw that lawsuit.
But you know how they walk out? They walk around.
Yeah, with baskets of stuff.
Oh, my goodness. And I tried fried okra for the first time.
I love
time.
Fried okra. I love it.
Yeah, and I told the guy, this is fried okra Winfrey. And he looked at me and he goes, that's funny.
No, it wasn't. He just said that because they want you to pay your bill. So let me ask you this. Their food there at Lambert, it's just mediocre. It's not good food.
We had the meatloaf, and the meatloaf was tremendous.
Really?
Yes.
Because I remember the food. It's just okay. There's just lots of it.
Yeah. Oh, there's tons of it. It's unbelievable how much food you get. Then somebody came up and said, would you like some apple butter or mole asses? I'm like, they serve mole asses there?
They're trying to be funny.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
it was glasses.
They heard your okra Winfrey.
Yeah. Right?
They said, what can we do to top
it? We got to try it on this guy.
How can we top that? Oh, yeah, this.
And then.
You mean there's more?
Yeah, there is more, but I don't know. I don't think I want to do
off
this
at
one.
Six. Yeah, no, now you have to do it.
No,
yeah.
I can't.
No, you have to.
Yeah.
It's kind of
what?
Racial, I guess.
Well, management loves that stuff. Yeah. They love stuff off color and racist. They love that.
I found it ironic.
Just don't make any smell references, but go ahead with the racial stuff.
I just found it really ironic, and I found it funny that the guy that was walking around with the black eyed peas was a black guy.
I wouldn't have said that.
No, I probably shouldn't have. Can you edit that out?
They're not black guy peas. They're black-eyed peas.
Oh.
You thought,
oh, okay.
Edit all that out. Edit that out. Black guy peas. No, it's black-eyed peas. You gotta forgive him, though. He's not from the South.
Oh,
that's a
man.
Southern thing.
Okay.
That's a Southern thing.
I'm
now I'll get
so
a call
sorry.
At home. Now I'll get a call.
Gosh.
For management. Before we break and do part two with Fionn, I have to tell you quickly, this happened. This is a true story this past week. Cause my son told me this, and they're in the restaurant business. They had a woman, and she was black, who came into the restaurant, and they went to seat her, and there was a highway patrolman in there eating. And she said very loudly, I'm not going to sit by any effing police.
Really?
This is one of the things wrong in this country right now. That woman, my son said, how would you have handled it? I said, I know exactly how I would handle it. I said, I will escort you out. We don't serve haters. We don't serve people who hate black people. We don't serve people who hate Asians. And we don't serve people who hate the police. You're free to go. And that's exactly what I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
And not a thing she could have done about it.
Wow.
I'm not going to sit by no effing police.
Man.
Wow.
That's brutal.
We still got some problems we gotta take care of in this country. All right, we come back after break. Were you finished though?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to put something on our Facebook page.
He's not finished.
No, I'm not finished. But I will. I'm going to put a picture on my Facebook page because it's, and I'll show you guys off the air. My car, there's a beam of light coming from the sun directly onto my car. It's the strangest looking thing. A beam of light that comes from the sun directly to my car. And I cleaned the windshield off.
Oh, look. That's called sunlight.
All of sunlight comes onto your car if it's sunny.
No, you have to see. It's a straight, it's a beam, like a tube.
Like a laser.
Down. Yes, like a laser.
Where does it come into your car?
It comes down on my car and just to the left of the driver's.
No matter what direction you're going?
No, no matter what direction I'm going, if I turn, then the beam will move with it.
That's just called, you've got a bad piece of molding somewhere, and you've got a little hole, and something's not sealed correctly.
Hmm.
Is it coming where the door meets the roof or something?
No, no. It comes down right where the windshield wipers are, down towards the bottom.
Hmm. Okay.
I'll have to show. I'll show you, and I'll put it up on our Facebook page.
You got a picture of it?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Somebody will figure it out. All right, a quick word from Thompson Price, and then back to more of this fantastic thing we call, it was originally designed to last 5 minutes, but as you can see, sometimes it goes longer. It's called the Burke segment. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I've been sharing with you some of their questionnaire. They have a questionnaire they give to customers. So here's kind of the way it goes. You call and you say, well, it might go something like this.
Thompson Price, Kitchen, Baths, Home.
Yes, I'd like to have someone come out and look at my kitchen. I'm thinking about having it remodeled, and I might warn you, you're not going to be the only company I'll be talking to. I'm going to get about 3 bids.
Well, that's fine. We're happy to be included. What time would you like for us to come out?
Well, would Thursday be okay?
It sure would. Can I have your address?
463 Oak Avenue. I'm in Illinois, and Missouri, and my phone number is beep, 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 63233.
Well, we'll see you then. Look forward to it.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's kind of, thank you. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. That's kind of how I'm going to go. And then, when they get there, they will meet with you, talk with you, take some measurements, and if you decide you're serious, you okay, I like you the best. I like what you showed me so far. At some point, they're going to hand you a bunch of questions. Say, would you please fill us out? These will help us a lot in producing the perfect kitchen for you and your family. It's not just about you. And here's another thing. Someday you got to resell that house. A lot of times people forget about resale. So there may be something you didn't particularly care for, but by putting it in, ooh, makes it much more attractive when it goes on the market. They think of everything. And you'll see that when you see this questionnaire. And I'd be willing to say I've only talked to 2 other companies ever in my life when we did this originally. So I don't know what their process is, but I'll bet you they're not nearly as thorough as this, which means the end result is not going to be as perfect as theirs. That's just what I'm assuming, and I bet I'm right. Thompson Price, make sure the name Price is so important. The name Price is in the company you deal with. Their showroom is in De Pere. It's about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli. It's a beautiful, completely remodeled little shopping area there. Go in, look around. But remember, what you're seeing is just a tiny, tiny fraction of the possibilities between your ideas, their ideas. It's going to work out great. You'll be so glad you did this. It is money well spent. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, thompsonprice.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
And Lindbergh, just east of Lindbergh, they've just cleared an accident out of the left lane. Now, they're still at the left shoulder there, but all lanes are now opened up. They've also just cleared a stall out of the left lane onto the right shoulder on westbound 70 at Riverview. Look for slow traffic at Union. We have also a stalled vehicle that's partially blocking the ramp from eastbound on the Poplar Street Bridge to southbound Route 3. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. Falling leaves and clogged gutters. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. But in addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and color of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Insulation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clogged gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
Do you experience chronic cluster headaches? Cluster headaches oftentimes occur on one side of your head with intense attacks of pain near the eye area. Other symptoms may include eye tearing, swelling, runny or stuffy nose, and facial sweating. Mercy Health Research is looking for volunteers who are experiencing chronic cluster headaches to participate in a clinical research study to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational medication for cluster headaches. Qualified participants must be between the ages of 18 to 65, have a history of chronic cluster headaches, and willing to receive injections of the investigational drug or placebo. Other criteria must be met. To find out more, call 314-251-8893. You may receive a study-required physical exam and investigational drug. Compensation for time and travel also may be provided. Call 314-251-8893 or visit mercyhealthresearch.com. Again, 314-251-8893 or visit mercyhealthresearch.com.
Every day, millions of people suffer from good health.
Oh, I hate feeling so good all the time. What's right with me?
If you're in optimal health, chances are you're taking all-natural Texas Superfood.
It's so annoying getting a good night's sleep. I am so awake every day.
Each bottle is packed with over 55 fruits and vegetables picked at their peak. Then we add nothing.
Just once, I'd like to experience intestinal discomfort just like everybody else.
So your body gets all the benefits of fresh, ripe, nutrient-rich produce. And that's all.
I wish I could get sick more often, especially during flu season.
No pesticides, no animal products, no fillers, sweeteners, or artificial anything.
Why do I have so much energy? Why?
Visit us at TexasSuperfood52.com today to get started on your path to the healthiest version of you. Available only at TexasSuperfood52.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware in Webster Groves.
Isn't our store in Ladue?
Well, yes, but I bought Mac Hardware in Webster Groves.
When did this happen?
Well, Bob and Jim McGarriel called me in February to say they were ready to retire and ask if I was interested in buying Mac Hardware.
Sweet! Do we have grills in Webster?
Yes, we have Weber grills and Smokin' Brothers smokers.
What about screen repair?
Of course.
Valspar paint?
We have Valspar paint and Cabot deck stains.
Fun and friendly service from a knowledgeable staff?
It wouldn't be Schnars without it.
Well, I'm excited.
This means we have to change our tagline.
Will we actually have popcorn? Because it's a key element of the tagline.
I have ordered the popcorn machine, so it'll be there. Ready?
Yes.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
Now with 2 locations. Wow, it's weird saying that.
Really? Let me try. Now with 2 locations. Yes, that is different, but exciting, eh? So stop by and see us at 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue, or call us at 314-993-0910.
Or 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves, 314-961-4522.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but
but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't know what to do about that old car sitting in your garage or your driveway? Repairs are costly, and why pay taxes on it? Here's a thought. Donate it to my friends at Goodwill. You'll get a tax deduction, and they'll even tow it. Goodwill turns the money from the sale of your car into jobs for people with disabilities. And even better, the money stays right here. It's a win-win for everyone. Goodwill makes donating your car easy. Check it out at mersgoodwill.org.
I like this song. Who does this song?
Bo Brummel.
Bo Brummel. I like it, but I want you to stop and play the beginning again. Here's where they missed it. The harmonica could have been better. And I'm gonna have our own Dan Strauss.
Need like dueling harmonicas?
No, I just think it could have been better. Dan, don't play. Play. Okay. Here, listen to this.
One note.
Now that, stop. That's a guy who obviously has no harmonica talent. He has one note.
No range.
No range, no variety. Let's do it again and let Dan, what they call, sweeten the track by playing it the way it should have been played. All right, here we go. Okay.
Do
you hear the difference?
That's crazy.
It added, it just gave it more life. He breathed life into it.
You know, it's interesting is when we play out.
You belched. Did you?
No, I went, I cleared my throat. I'm having so many issues with allergies now, and I've never had them before. But
you mean one like what?
When we play out.
Like what kind of issues?
Oh, my throat scratchy.
That's a brain tumor.
And
that's a brain tumor.
Nose is clogged.
That sounds like a brain tumor.
Okay. Well, at least I know what it is. When we play out, people will come up and go, "Are you playing? Are you going to play harmonica?"
Why do you laugh?
I don't know. I told them I don't. I don't like to get the harmonica out, even though there are a couple
of
songs.
And I'll tell you why. That's all they're going to want to hear.
Yeah.
And then the other members are going to feel like, hey, what about us?
Yeah.
We're here too. And all the audience is going to want is just harmonica.
Well, and John in the band, he plays harmonica on a couple of songs.
So you're kind of putting him down.
Just a couple of harmonica parts. Yeah, I don't want
to. No. I think it's your gentleman to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Just hold back. You can make up, oh, my harmonica's broken tonight, or no, I'm dry, I don't have enough saliva. Make up anything.
Yeah.
Rather than make your band fall back just a second
to
your talent. And now with part two of the Burke segment, here is Ian the piano.
Oh, I put those pictures on Facebook, too, of my car, the Beam.
What?
You want to do a piece of...
Oh, yeah, I might as well do a little business real quickly here. Amini's sent me... Let me share this with you. They're doing some remodeling at Amini's. And I mean not just some remodeling. I mean a lot of remodeling. And you'll see that when you go in there. They started, actually, the construction back in June. This is how extensive this is. All union labor, Local 1, IEBW. I think that's supposed to be IBEW, but in her note to me, she had a couple of letters flip there. Those are the electricians they use, union carpenters. Upstairs is a small part of the store, but here's how big Amini's is. Upstairs is a small part. It's over 12,000 square feet upstairs. Whoa. And it's not finished yet, but they already have over 1,000 lights on display overhead, and they are filling the showroom floor with beautiful furniture. Those are from the Jaffe Lighting selection, of course, collection. They have dining room, bedroom, living room. Unique pieces. And when I say unique pieces, you know how you go in a house and you go, oh my goodness, where did you get that? And it's something sitting on a coffee table. They have that stuff. I don't even know what you call that stuff. We'll just call it unique pieces. They have that. And I don't talk about these things a lot because I tend to talk a lot about things that I really like pinball and arcade games. But they have all that furniture and those accent pieces. And, of course, you know about the gaming stuff and the game room furniture and luxurious rugs. They have furniture you can buy right off the showroom floor, or you can custom order it. And a lot of what they sell, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's all of it, but a lot of what they sell is made in America. Some of the very finest stuff they have at Amini's is made in America. I want you to know that, and I want you to go into Amini's, and I want you to appreciate what they do, what they have done, and what they will be doing, because they're in the middle of a massive remodeling project, and you're the beneficiary of that, because that usually means some savings and some sales on things they need to move. Amini's, you know where it is? It's in Chesterfield Valley. Copper Top Dome, if you want to call it. Not another store like it. A-M-I-N-I-S. Please, please go in and tell them you're AM and the PM. And if all you want to do is look around, take the kids, take grandma, grandpa. You can look. They can play games. It's a fantastic place. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. And now with part two, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As I've said before, I've been walking recently. Every morning we go out, Archie and I, easily a couple hours, and we go walking, and we see a variety of different things. But the one that happened Sunday, this one is the new top of what has happened to us. So I didn't have my normal stroller with him. I had it's essentially a hiking backpack combo with a stroller where you can wear it on your shoulders. Whoa. Or it has wheels in too, where you're done carrying them on your back, you can push a stroller.
Whoa.
So he was in the stroller, and it was a little chilly. It was Sunday morning, about 9. We're walking along Hampton, and so he had on, we have a little fleece onesie. It's a Mizzou Tigers thing, where the hood is an actual tiger's head.
And you know a woman came up with that onesie, that name.
That mm-hmm. name, yes.
Onesie.
So, yeah, it has, tiger stripes on it, and the hood has, like, a tiger's face on the very top.
Mm.
And so he was sleeping at the time, so he was kind of slumped over in this hiking store where you really couldn't see his face. So we're walking, and all of a sudden I see this car, 30, 40 feet ahead of me, pulls over to the curb. It looks like they're parking. They put the blinker. What?
Nothing.
Oh. They put their blinker on, and it takes me, another minute to walk up there, and all of a sudden I see this woman, probably around 60, get out of the car, and she starts walking. I guess I thought she was going into one of the businesses along Hampton there where we were walking. And she starts talking to me, and I go, oh, maybe she's going to say something about Archie, that women always see something with the baby. And
let me guess, some critical thing.
No. So so she starts talking, and she has some books in her hand, and all of a sudden she has this booklet, and she starts reading right away.
No.
Jehovah's Witness.
She pulled over?
She pulled over. She saw me walking, pulled over ahead of me, waited for me to walk up there, gets out of her car, doesn't even say hi or anything, just starts going, Jesus, this and that, and going into her pamphlet, reading the book,
goodness.
This and that. And I thought she, and so I said, I made up an excuse. I have to go meet my wife. I really can't stand it. She's, oh, well, you just take the booklet anyway. And I go, oh, sure. And so I walk on my way.
The Watchtower?
Yes, and it was the Watchtower magazine. And then as I'm walking away, she goes, oh, there is a baby in there. She thought it was, I guess because with the tiger head and everything, she thought it was
a tiger?
A stuffed animal, maybe.
Yeah.
So she was trying to recruit somebody who at the time she thought was pushing a stuffed animal in a stroller. That's who she's trying to recruit.
Well, that would be probably the person with the IQ that would fall for this.
So no, I will not be joining your Jehovah's Witness group. And if they really should put a stricter leash on who they are put out there to recruit those kind of people, because if the way she did it too, just to start reading and everything, and it's really off-putting, just the way they.
An easy, quick way to shut it down.
What's that?
She comes up and says whatever she says to you, and you go Bulakanya do galikitsa.
Ah, that's good.
It. And
no,
that's
I
it.
Didn't even
and
think
she's
that.
done. Make it sound like it's some jungle, little-known language from uncivilized tribe or something.
But she had no issue at the time thinking I was a grown man pushing a stuffed tiger in a stroller. She had no issue with trying to...
Crazy people don't have a problem with other crazy people.
I wonder what they would do if you said, I'm already a Jehovah's Witness, and I was just getting ready to go out in about an hour and start...
I'm the pastor at Jehovah's Witness Congregation 46318. I'd love for you to come join us sometime.
She goes, all right, give me the secret handshake.
And then what? Secret handshake.
And you say, well, in my congregation, we have our own sub-secret.
Yep.
I mean, it's one thing I know in where we live one time before, Angela talked to them one time when they came, because they do the door-to-door thing.
No, I don't. My wife does that. She did it once.
And so, of course, they come back then because, we have a prospective person here. Yeah, exactly. But for her to pull over and wait for me as I'm just it was very strange. Yeah. And she thought really I was weird. Pushing a stuffed animal.
I always tell them I celebrate Christmas, I celebrate birthdays, I celebrate all kinds of stuff because they don't celebrate Christmas or birthdays or anything.
They don't?
No. No.
You know the great Jehovah's Witness joke?
No.
Jehovah's Witness comes to the door. The woman of the house comes to the door and says, we'd like to talk to you, leave some literature. And she says, okay, thank you. Kind of like my wife did. And if you don't mind, we'd like to come back sometime. You go, oh, yeah, sure. That's what my wife did. So they come back a second time. If you don't mind, could we come in for just a minute? And she goes, sure, come on in. And again, and the whole family just stands there. They just stand there. And the woman of the house says, well, now what? And the dad says, I don't know. We've never gotten this far. Nobody ever let us in. Okay, a little bit of business, then we come back, and the one and only Jose Hernandez will join us. That's the business of Window World. Now, look, we're not that, I hate to say this, but we're not that far away from cold. It starts with this teaser weather, and some leaves fall, and you go, oh, not so bad, 80, 85, cool at night. Before you know it, bitter, horrible cold. Some of it coming in your house that you want to stay out of the house through the around the edges of the windows because your windows are bad. The windows aren't working anymore. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. That's when you call Window World. You can start online if you want, windowworldst.louis.com. There is a reason, in fact, multiple reasons, they sell more replacement windows than anybody else in the United States. Not just St. Louis or the St. Louis, the United States, more than anybody. Over 40,000, well over 40, approaching 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows. And we would love it if you would consider them or at least talk to them. And as always, tell them your AM and the PM because you got everybody's brother selling Window World windows. We want you to know that you contacted them because of...